Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Gamblers, Texas Bluff, by Robert J. Randisi, narrated by Jack Garrett. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Robert J. Randisi. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books. As a professional gambler, Ty Butler knows he should keep moving to stay ahead of the killers who wiped out his family and are now gunning for him. But when a serious card player finds a challenging game in an honest house, he wants to stay a while. And now, Texas Bluff.
Chapter 1. Butler had decided to try to hit every major gambling hall in Texas before he continued on his way to California. What he didn't expect was that it would take him a year. Upon leaving Colorado after an adventure in Denver with Bat Masterson and Doc Holliday, he drifted for a while, stopping here and there along the way when he found a likely poker game. He worked his way down toward Texas, and when he heard about a saloon or a gambling hall that sounded interesting, that's where he went. Once he got to Texas, he found himself playing poker in Jack Harris's saloon and vaudeville theater in San Antonio. This was after Harris had been killed by Ben Thompson, who went on trial for murder. Butler knew Thompson, but did not get to see him during that time. Then he played for a while at the Iron Front in Austin, which was actually owned by Ben Thompson. But Thompson was still having trouble over the Harris thing, so once again Butler did not get to see him. In El Paso, he won quite a bit of money in Ben Dowell's saloon. This was after Dowell had died on his ranch, just outside of town. The reason Butler remembered these three stopovers more than others was that, in addition to doing well in all three saloons, there was an attempt on his life in all three places. Obviously, the price put on his head by someone back east was still enforced. He'd thwarted dozens of attempts on his life over the years, and he remembered every one of them. Approximately 1 year after the events in Denver, Butler rode into Fort Worth, Texas. He checked into a hotel down the street from the White Elephant Saloon, which was his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?